the nose, and the angle of the stop of the forehead is very, very hard. So I supposed his forehead to be here, my fox, and later in the back, the forehead is here. So if you're building a cat, that works very great, because a cat has a short, hard stop. It will have a canine form, or some mouse face. You have to do the layback head so you can really build the long nose with a flat head. There's foam put on the back side, so the ear smooths to the head form, as it is with a real animal. A real animal just hasn't had ears that are mounted on the head. They come from behind the head. And if you do anthropomorphic transformation, like you have to do when you're running a suit, you have really to bring the ears a little back and a little down. So the ears come out from here, of the head. And this is completely modified form here. You can push that in a little. It is too soft, but it adds more plastic impression to it, and more 3D impression to the head. As it is with the whiskers. As you see here, that fox has nearly no whiskers. It is just the head. Here, the basic construction is the same, but then there are added foam whiskers to it, so you can really feel that there is a fox under this. I see the beaks before the head, and I only have the fur structure and a small piece of fur. I hold on it to see how it's falling over the form. And that's the first time I see the head complete in fur. To see the suit complete in fur. And this head was a renovation. It was a basically made fox head that was not fitting correct in the proportions that are fitted to the suit itself. It was not. And again, as you. Please put to side. And again, it's the ears, then the foam, and the whiskers add with the head of an iPhone. So, something we have to add an iPhone's head later on is the whiskers. Yeah? I'll teach. Just the stuff. So, here we have nice teeth in there. We got them from a taxidermy shop who's making big eyes. It's a shop that's selling supplies for the people who do animal preparations. They don't use the original teeth because they are falling out. So these are industrial made teeth, and you can buy fox, but fox is that size. So this is a wolf, teeth of a wolf, and it fits the proportion very nicely. And the lower jaw is again wire, brass wire, bent around, and then the funny screwed and the hard portion that it doesn't look like you have some cheap gall here. So you have to add, so you have to transfer something when you try to compensate a very flat, long nose into a human head that is very high. So if you look straight from that side to that side, you have a very high face from chin to forehead. Now the trick is that I lay back my head so that I have to look upward when the fox is looking straight on. So I get a flatter forehead and I can make the head itself smaller, so it fits to the proportion of your body. And that is the first head I did was really a normal mask head. It doesn't exist anymore.